I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's worked with every comedian in town, and he asked Hugh Grant about Divine Brown. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jay Leno and Judd Apatow now.
Yes.
I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in our L.A. Bravo Clubhouse with two people who make you less funny by association. For over 20 years, my first guest tucked you in at night as the host of The Tonight Show. He's now revving up your engines as the host of CNBC's Jay Leno's Garage. Please welcome, for the first time in our clubhouse, Jay Leno. My next guest is behind every project that's made you laugh in the past two decades. And if not, you have absolutely no sense of humor. Catch season three of his show, Crashing, Sundays on HBO. Welcome back, our friend, Judd Apatow.
Yes.
Hey, Judd. Great to see you both. Really cool. I've been really looking forward
Thank
to
you.
Tonight's show.
I love this. I feel like we're shooting porn. This
yes, exactly.
It's like a little studio, some people huddled over there in a corner.
You know what, Jay? You get this show.
I do
that
get this
That is good
show.
News.
I do get
Tonight's
this show.
Bartenders will be competing in America's Cup in 2021, so here to turn the clubhouse into a booze
Gentlemen.
Cruise from Team Stars and Stripes, it's Mike Buckley and Taylor Canfield. Hey, guys. Great to see you. On land, no less. I want to get started. Your questions for Jay and Judd are pouring in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, my guests tonight met in 1983 when Judd interviewed Jay for his high school radio show.
That's right.
We have
That's
a
right.
photo. This is amazing. This is the cutest photo. I love this picture so much. And here's what, while I ruminate over who could get
it looks
it
like
more,
an R. Kelly thing.
I know, honestly. You know, by the way, both of you could get it, vintage Apatow and yeah. vintage Leno. I'm going to give Judd a 45-second yes. interview redo to ask all the questions he had wished that he had asked Jay
right.
back in the day. I love it that you right. wrote these down.
Okay,
put 45 seconds on the clock. Go, Judd.
Do you ever get sad?
Yes, I guess I get sad. Yes.
Where do you go on date nights?
Where do I go on date nights? It's been about 38 years
what?
Since I've been on a date. Probably a movie.
Okay.
Movie always good.
Do you think Letterman took the whole thing too seriously?
No, he's a comic. No, I think a lot of what Dave did was tongue-in-cheek. People might look serious, but no, I don't think he did.
Why do you love denim shirts?
You know what it is? I had a couple.
Yeah.
Then as a gag, people give you one.
Yeah.
And then one day the Tonight Show writer said, oh, let's get him 52 for every day. Now I have 518 in my
wow.
house. Because everybody gives you one as a getter. But you know the thing is, when I... What, oh, the buzzer. Oh,
yeah, there you go. All
he
right.
knows, he knows. So,
by the way, you look good in denim. The well, hair
you.
Looks good.
Thank
I like
you.
The
thank
white
you
hair.
Very much.
Second, both of my guests have a beard on James Lipton's Inside the Actor's Studio, also on Bravo. But this show is nothing like Lipton's because my lawyer said it can't be. So here's what. Instead
what
of
what is a Jay Leno?
I right. Guess, well, yeah, I'm yeah. going to use his voice and ask okay. you questions as we go outside the comedian's studio.
Oh.
Judd, mm-hmm. if you had to go without oral sex or never having a sense of humor for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Oh. Well, you don't get oral sex without a sense of humor.
There you go.
Judd, what is one subject matter you would never go near for a joke?
Oh, what subject matter? Oral sex.
Do either of you have a go-to knock-knock joke?
No comedian. If you got
I
an actor, you are not a comedian.
Well, Judd does. Give it
what?
To me.
What? Go ahead.
I'm going to get it wrong.
How could you get it wrong? It's a knock knock joke.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Impatient.
Moo!
That's good. All right.
Not
okay.
Bad. All right.
What is your absolute favorite city to perform in? Stand up, either of you.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, comedy on stage.
Vegas isn't bad, but I like any city where I can see the airport from the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, my plane is right over there. Thank you. Good night. And boom, I'm out.
No Do you have here. A least favorite city to perform in, either of you?
Least favorite?
No, I don't have any least.
I love
no.
America.
It's not
you
really,
love
it's
America.
Not, it's not really the city.
Is there one subject matter that... oh, I already asked you that. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Finally, I, for one, could never do stand-up because I get enough heckling at Housewives reunions.
No,
and
we should get you to do stand-up. You know something? We should do that. We should work with you and get you to do stand-up.
Really?
It would be interesting.
Do you think I could?
Well, you have the look. You have the look. Yes, yes. Yeah. I think that would be fun, don't
wow.
you?
Wow.
Yeah. It would be like Pygmalion, you know?
Yes, I would like that. Okay, I want to see what sort of hijinks I'm missing out on with a round of Drink Up, Stand Up. I'm going to read you both a stand-up comedy-related Never Have I Ever statement.
Okay.
If you've done the thing, tell us by drinking up, okay?
Okay.
Never have I ever gotten a fight with a heckler in the middle of a performance. If you've done it, you drink. Okay.
Oh.
Maybe Judd has. Never have I ever... heard someone else performing a joke they stole from me. Yes. Okay, a million. You've been doing this a long time. Wow. Wow. Okay. Never have I ever said, it's great to be here in to the wrong city.
Oh, see, I did that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever heard another comedians talking badly about me backstage.
Oh,
yes, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Never have I ever made a joke about my significant other while she was in the crowd and pissed her off.
No.
Judd has done this.
No, I haven't done it.
Never have I ever told a fellow comedian how amazing his or her set was when I actually hated it. Yes. Jay is guzzling again. Never have I ever been bumped during a show because a more famous comedian dropped by to do a set.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah.
Who why? Who did you who have you guys gotten bumped?
I got bumped by Dice and Ray Romano the same night.
Wow. That's a doubleheader.
I got bumped by Richie Pryor. I would follow
really?
Richie all the time, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing. Thank you for thank you for being John. Pete D said you started out writing jokes for Roseanne. Do you think you will ever work together again?
I have not heard from her lately.
Yes.
You know, it's a long career.
It's a long career. Long you never career. Know. I was wondering this. Jay, has there been any talk about you going on Letterman's Netflix show?
I don't hear all the talk. I don't know. I mean, if somebody might be talking about it. I'm not aware.
Have they asked you to be on
no,
the show?
No.
I would like to see that.
I would love to see that.
I want to get into the nitty-gritty
yes.
of all this.
Well,
yes.
you guys don't have the show, so
right.
there you go.
if he asked
They're
you...
They're probably to, going, what have you ever been on Andy Cohen show?
If he asked you to go on that show, would you go
sure,
on?
Sure, I'd go on.
You would? Yeah. When was the last time you talked to him?
Oh, I think it was probably near the end of both our shows. I think we just called, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that we don't hate each other.
Right.
The media makes a big thing about it. I am a huge fan. You know, when I started, Letterman was a great wordsmith. He could put things together, but he's kind of a hesitant performer. I was a very loud, boisterous performer, but I wasn't that good a writer. So I would watch him and go, oh man, how do you put those sentences together? And he watched me go, how could you be so confident on stage? So I think we sort of took from each other a little bit.
Yeah. In those early appearances on Letterman, I was watching earlier, you were, it's funny that you say that, you were hyper. I mean, you were really.
What's my beef?
Well, it was the first show where, because, you know, when I was on with Carson, I grew up in New England, so I was, well, thank you, Mr. Carson. Call me Johnny. John. I couldn't but let him. I go, hey, nice tie, pal. You know, you could do all that kind of stuff.
Right, and he was your old buddy.
Yeah.
Judd,
a lot of testosterone.
You were telling me before the show that that you also, you didn't just interview him for your radio, you wrote some jokes for Leno at one point.
Well,
right?
When I was 18 or 19 years old, I met Jay's good friend Kevin Rooney, and I said, could I submit some jokes for Jay for the Tonight Show? And I gave them to Kevin to give to Jay, and then one night you called my house at midnight. I lived with my grandmother, and my grandmother's like, Jay Leno's on the phone! And then I got on, and you're like, hey, I read the jokes, and they're close, but not right there. They're not there.
No, they were good. You know, a lot of them, they just weren't.
They were terrible, Jay. They were terrible jokes.
No, I wouldn't have called you if they were terrible. They were funny. It just didn't quite work for me. It was a different sensibility.
How nice is he that he called me to my jokes were terrible? He's the nicest man in the world.
Jay.
Yes.
Daniel T. wants to know if you've ever considered hosting the Oscars like Kimmel, or
do you think
it would be a lose-lose situation like
everyone's saying? First of all, I think Kimmel does a great job, and he has really solid, funny jokes.
Yeah.
Trouble is, my thing is, I was on TV every night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, now you're on the set. What's special? And you're doing a monologue, just like you did the previous nights. And as a comedian, do I save my best jokes for my show?
Right, but now you're not on a show.
Nobody wants you now.
Oh.
I want you to do it.
John Dearness wants to know if you're ever going to produce another Pee-wee movie.
Oh, I would love to do another Pee-wee Herman movie. Yeah. I have one on Netflix for the fans.
Yes.
And it came out really, really great. And I'm so excited that we were able to make one, because the world needed another Pee-wee movie.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
Jay, do you have a favorite memory of Johnny Carson? Kate H. wants to know.
A favorite memory of Johnny? Johnny. You know, Johnny came to see me years ago, before I ever the time. He would come into the club, and he gave me a great note. He said, you know, you're a good performer, but the jokes, like I told you, just not strong enough. He said, you know, he said, what you should do is write your jokes out, go up one night, read them as flat and as boring as you can, and if it gets a laugh, then you got a funny joke. Then add your performing skills to that, and you'll have a joke that really works, because it works on the level of performance, and it works on the level of being funny. Because a lot of comics just get out there, you're doing! And they're funny physical movements, but there's no joke. You need both.
Did you take the advice?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Judd, Greg D. wants to know, now that it's over, what was your least favorite episode of Girls?
My least favorite episode of Girls? Oh, my gosh. I loved all the episodes of Girls.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. For office.
Let me think.
Yeah.
No, I
think
really,
there'll be a Girls movie?
I hope so. I miss just working on the show. I miss, you know, waking up and having a script that Lena Dunham just wrote that was amazing, and just getting a chance to read it before anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? When Judd was here for his first time, he played Plead the Fifth, and he did not plead the fifth.
Ooh.
Jay Leno, you are up. The time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. Three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one.
Go ahead.
Please know that Judd Apatow, with his perfect track record,
yeah,
be disappointed in you.
All right.
You do. Jay, name one celebrity who refused to come on The Tonight Show during your tenure.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, really? Was he pissed that you joked about him so much?
Yeah, I think he probably. Yes. Yeah, you know, that might have something to do with it. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Yes. If you could go back and redo one thing during the time when Conan took over from you on The Tonight Show, and then after 10 months, you came back to The Tonight Show, what would it be?
I can't think of anything I'd do different.
You can?
Well, no, I didn't. You know, look, they're rating-based shows. It's not your decision. People act like it's your decision. Well, you know, I think I'll go back and do the network makes these decisions. They decide you're going to leave, and then they decide you want to come back. So there's not a lot different I would have done.
Jay, Howard Stern has been merciless towards you over the years. He has called you every name in the book.
Well, that's what the fun part, because I don't respond. Fun? Well, never explain, never complain. That's my thing. You know, if they're talking about you, fine. But he would go on and on. And I think the fact that I just never, I didn't get in the feud. Because you're not going to win a feud with Howard. Howard's good.
Right.
If you start that feud, boom, you're down. So if you just let it roll, and it's fine.
What do you think of Howard Stern?
Oh, I think he's really talented. I think he's a good interviewer. I mean, he gets things out of people. You know, I used to do his show all the time before all this started. So I just looked at it as it's a business, and that's part of the business. That's I don't hold any grudges. I listen to him now. It's funny. He's good. No, no problem.
If you're listening to him and he's ragging on you, do you turn the channel or do you keep listening?
No, no, you got to keep listening.
Wow. All right. He didn't plead the fifth.
Well, a good mob guy never takes a
Yes, bit. Some great follow-up questions coming in from our viewers. Man. Evelyn H. emailed, which comedians did you hear talking crap about you backstage?
So many.
Really?
People were mean. People get mean, like, right when you start doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Some people
don't
like.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Miss Caroline K. Tweeted, Jay, would you ever go on The Howard Stern Show?
Oh, sure, I'll go on sometime. Yeah. I used to be on all the time.
Right, you did.
And then when the whole thing was gone, it was one of those things where if you go on, it's like, oh, you see, you're like you're begging or you're no.
Remy J. wants to know, Judd, what were Ray Romano and Andrew Dice Clay like on the night they bumped you from a stand-up slot?
Oh, my God, it was so scary because Ray went on first, and he's totally clean and annihilates. And then Dice went on and was filthy, and he played the Comedy Cellar like it was Madison Square Garden. He went so hard.
Right.
And then I went up.
Oh, God. did you read The Late Shift, that book, when it came out?
Yes.
I think I read it. Yeah. I did read it. Yeah.
Did it bug you?
No, it didn't bug me. It's fine. I mean, look, that's your product. It's not you.
Does anything ever bug you, by the way?
You can be a little annoying sometimes, but it is. It's not, you're not going after, you're going after the persona, what you see on TV, whatever it might be. Right. You know, it's like when you said when they went after your wife and your kid, that would
bother you.
Yeah, wasn't it funny that all that happened, looking back?
I know.
It's wild. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Lady Gaga for making history today by becoming the first person to be nominated for the Oscar for Best Actress and Best Song in the same year. Barbara Streisand also made history today by going to an anger room in Malibu for the first time. Tonight's Jackal goes to the Supreme Court, who has sided with President Trump to ban most transgender people from the military. Trans soldiers who, unlike some others, have volunteered to serve their country with honor. Today are feeling both terrified and targeted. I keep this flag right here behind me because I support our troops and I support transgender rights because I support all human rights, as we all should. What I emphatically do not support is hate, discrimination, or building pointless walls between people or otherwise. I want to thank Jay, Judd, Mike, and Taylor for being here.
Interrupting you for just a minute to tell you about how I recently discovered Lola. It's this awesome and convenient at-home delivery service for feminine products, and they're delivered in a discreet, well-designed box right to your door. I just got my box, and it is so cute. Did you know the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products? Well, Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients they use. Major brands use a mix of synthetic components in their feminine products, including rayon and polyester. They may also be treated with harsh chemicals, fragrances, and dyes. That's crazy to me, guys. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. Their subscription service is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products and when they get delivered. You can also change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Best of all, not only was Lola founded by women for women, for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters around the country. I think that's so great, guys. If you want 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter our special promo code WWHL when you subscribe. I'm now a big fan of Lola, and you should try it out too.
Everybody, Judd Apatow show Crashing is Sundays on HBO. You can also see an incredible documentary you directed, The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling.
Yes, very good.
It's available on Blu-ray and for download now, and it features Jay Leno. Also, you can watch Jay on Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC. Watch the latest season on video on demand. Jay, what'd you drive here in tonight?
I drove a 1971 Porsche.
It's
50 years old, yeah.
Wow.
Only two payments left. Hey!
Okay, we have a lot of calls to get through. Let's go. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Tammy from New Jersey, that's your name. What's your question, Tammy?
Hi, everyone. My question is for Jay. Okay. So, Jay, when George Bush came on your show, he painted this amazing portrait of you. So my question is, where is that portrait now?
Ooh. Oh, I have the point. It's hanging in my garage. It's not an insult. I mean, that's where
No, your garage is like your temple. Yeah.
I remember I said, Bush thought this was funny. I said to him, you know, it's so funny. You can still kind of see the numbers behind the paint there a little bit.
Let's go to Sarah from Texas. Hey, Sarah, what's your question for Judd Apatow?
Hi, Judd. If you had to only cast Seth Rogen or James Franco for the rest of your films, who would you choose?
One or the other?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends.
Depends what you
were. What kind of movie is it?
Yeah, exactly.
If it's a Tinder date, I got to go with Franco.
Let's go to Melanie from Rhode Island. Hey, Melanie, what's your question? Hey, Melanie.
Nope.
I want to get the paramedics over to Melanie's place.
Hey, Melanie.
Is it me you're talking to?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Ingrid from Boston.
Oh, sorry, Ingrid. Ooh. Ingrid, what's your question? My apologies.
It's okay. Thank you. Jay, I know it's your first time on Watch What Happens Live. Did you happen to catch Jimmy Kimmel? And what do you think your first time's like so far?
Did I happen to catch what?
Kimmel was on last night. She's asking if...
Oh, no, I didn't see that. No, I didn't know he was on last night.
He said, I asked him how was his relationship with you, and he said it was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the question about Kimmel? Oh, she wanted to know if you had seen it.
No, I didn't. I wish I'd known. I wouldn't watch it last night. Oh, I was working last night, so I couldn't.
She also wanted to know how you're enjoying Watch What Happens Live so far. She wants a progress report.
No, I like this show. It's a lot of fun. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of you. I think you're really good, and I think you're a good interviewer.
Thank you.
And I think this show should be an hour. I think you should do, like, the first half hour, the fun thing, and the second half hour. Leah, kind of a serious and talk and learn. You know, you're going to be a dad now. You got that whole thing going.
I'm going to tell Bravo.
You're getting the dad bod. You know, you got to do all of that.
Yeah. Very quickly. I can't wait to eat tater tots and chicken fingers constantly.
I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
Look at us. We look like we're waiting? No.
Aaron from Colorado. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, congratulations on the babe.
Thanks.
Hey, my question is for Judd. I was wondering if you had any plans on reviving the Freaks and Geeks.
God, I mean, how often do you get to ask that?
You know, the kids, they're all old.
Yes.
They all direct movies now.
Yes, right.
John Daly's directing Spider-Man.
Right.
I mean, so I don't know if we can afford them. And I think if you really told the truth of what happened to all those characters, half of them would be dead or in jail.
Yes.
So,
Annie from Massachusetts. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Is this Andy?
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, love you. Congratulations.
Love you back.
Yeah, you called us.
My question is for Jay Leno. I once heard, to the best of my knowledge, that Fran Drescher said he was the best kisser she ever kissed.
Ooh.
Well, actually, Fran did say that. It was very kind of her. We did a movie called American Hot Wax, but she was a very good. Yeah, that was.
What was the story of American Hot Wax?
It was Alan Freed. It was about the 50s in rock and roll, but yeah, I mean, I heard that too, so that was very nice.
Was it as good as Silver Bears? Your Pat Morita movie?
Yeah, no, better than both.
I know Jay's acting
career
very well.
Both of those movies sound like gay porn movies. Silver Bears. I think I got an offer for Silver Bears.
That's when I was Silver Bears.
Yeah, exactly. They shot Silver Bears in the studio, actually. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Aaron from Brooklyn. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. Congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
My question is for Judd, and I was wondering which comedian took the longest to get through a scene without making everybody crack up? Like, which actor... Yeah.
Who was like the funniest person that would make people laugh in scenes? Mo Collins always made us laugh from Mad TV.
Yep.
And Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, very good.
Bill Hader's pretty good at it. Both laughing and making everybody laugh.
Yes. You know, all your callers sound like phone sex operators. Hi, Andy.
Well, listen, it's 11 something at night on the East Coast.
I have a question
for
Judd.
They've all been playing the drinking game, you know?
Question for Jay.
They're all lit up. Yeah, they're ready to go. Anything's possible. I want to thank Jay Leto and Judd Apatow and our guys from the America's Cup. Wish them luck. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Below Deck.
The jokes you made were super, inappropriate. Like, the over-sexual comments that would always go on.
I was raised near the Caribbean. Everybody talks about sex. If you would have said any time that it was inappropriate, I would have stopped instantly.
Oh, bro, all I'm saying, man, is that some of the stuff you said has been, singling me out in front of people.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.